Okay, good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Trefos, Siman Lamed Vav, and we're starting Se'if Vav. I just want to go back on one point. I just spoke with Rabban David, and in case you were wondering, so a few Se'ifim ago, or Simanim ago, the Ramah had extra Chumras as far as the shapes of the lobes of the lungs are a little bit different and inverted. So the Ramah was Machmer, and the Shulchan Aruch was Meiko. Can look back exactly at the points. So I asked him, so he said, Lamaisa, the Sfardim are Meiko, like the Shulchan Aruch. The Ashkenazim Lamaisa are Machmer, like the Ramah. But each case depends on the every Rav HaMakshir will depend, you know, if they want to make their hashkacha for everybody or not. He believes that the Sfarda Kachsha would probably be Machmer like the Ramah. He's not sure, but probably, if they're going to call it Glat Kasher. But something like this, in any one of these cases, certainly depends on the Hakshah that you have, such as the Rabbanut would always make these cases Kasher. Because Migar Din, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's kasher. So they're generally going to be a little bit more on the Mekel side, if there's a machlokas. So that's one of the differences also between a Badat Sachsher, a Mahadran versus a Rabbanut.
How common is that?
Did not ask him how common it is. And then they also had the case over there about Inuna Tavarda, that which is Hafuch. What does that mean? So he says, that's the middle lobe, a small middle lobe in the middle. It's a little bit off to the right. And he says, it's basically round. Again, if you look at pictures, or perhaps we'll see one soon. If you have it's a little bit round, mainly round, with a little bit of a bite missing on the right side. He said towards the heart. So maybe it's not. Anyways, it's towards the heart, and that's what's normal. And if it's on the other side, it's not normal. So that was the case where the Ramah was Machmer as well. Okay. Let's continue today with Vav. Se'iv Vav. Nikav Echad Me'asim Ponot. So now you have a hole in one of the bronchi, right? Off of the main trachea, you get branches off. And then you get these smaller tubes. Perush kanim achalulim shebetoch hareya. So these are basically inside the lung. All right, or as they enter into the lung and they continue to branch off. Shebifinim lechavero, it's inside. Kegon b'makom shemitpatzlin ze mizeh. So it depends. If this is in an area where ve'ein basar b'nehem, and it's not touching the meat of the lung, when it first branches out, right where it branches out, there's going to be a gap of airspace. Only when it gets further out, or the smaller bronchi, then they're going to be in contact to the meat of the lung. Okay, so but where there's open airspace, if you have a hole over there, so the halacha is trefa. Because, in other words, if you have a hole in the bronchi, then the air is going to escape the hole. Shechavero kasha ve'eno magin ala. Because it's hard over there, the bronchi itself are hard, and it's pushing, and that's where it separates. So if it's right near where it separates, the meat of the lung isn't going to grow and cover that hole. Aval nikev labasar hareya. Im nikev labasar hareya habasar megin alav ukshera. But if you have the meat of the lung is resting and pressing over the bronchi where the hole is, then essentially you don't have a hole. Because even though you have a hole from the inside of the bronchi, from the outside it's going to be sealed from the lung itself. So that's why it depends where that hole is. We don't want hole escaping, we want hole to stay inside, the air to stay inside and not escape through the hole. Okay. The Shach just points out the Bach who argues based on this pshat of the Rambam, and he says everybody disagrees with the Bach, and that's the halacha. Okay. Bottom line, no air escapes, so therefore it's okay. Zayin. Siv Zayin. Reya shenishpacha kekiton. If the lung, the inside of the lung, we're going to see the membrane is there. Ukirum ha'elyon shalakayam shalem. So the entire outer membrane of the lung is intact. There's no hole whatsoever. It's all shalim. It's all complete. However, the inside part of it dissolves, even if all of it dissolves. Okay, that's just an exaggeration of the lung itself. The mass turns into fluid. The mass of the lung itself turns into, it looks like water. So then, even if the entire lung would turn into a water per se, then the lo nekev, one second, the lo nekev, that's talking about the krum, you read that, ima simponot omdim bim komam, as long as the bronchi are still whole exactly the way they always are naturally, bim komam, the lo nimuchu, and they did not dissolve, kshira, it's 100% kshira. Okay. Shach points out, we didn't get there yet, but if part of it is missing, then it's worse. If part of it is missing, k'day revit, the size of an egg and a half, all right, that's a revit, the lung. If you have a chunk of the lung missing, then that could be a trefa. But if it's all there, but it just is dissolved into water, so then it is...
How can it be there if it's dissolved? You mean that...
The krum is there, and there's a mass of liquid instead of the mass of the lung. Asra ben David, he says he's never seen this, and he assumes probably for health reasons they would not allow an animal, but he's not sure.
Sounds pretty sick.
Right. Okay. Let's keep reading. V'im nimok afilo simpon echa trefa. But if part of the bronchi, we're assuming it's still functional, right? I mean, obviously it's alive, right? So it's still functioning. And probably it means, probably it's an expression that all of it is, and if most of it and part of it is, enough of it is still intact, or it's still working. Okay. And Kav HaChaim points out that even if it's a little bit soft, it's starting to dissolve, but it's still not, and it blows up, then if there's still what to blow up, so then that's not even a question. And that's for sure, okay? Okay, let's continue first. Where do we leave off? Ketzad osim. So what do we do? How do we check? You want to know if part of the bronchi dissolved inside. Ketzad osim. So nokvim ota v'shofchim ota bakli. Shehushua be'ever. So you take a kli that's covered up with, lined with lead on the inside, or something white. That's how the Taz explains it based on the tour, that it's white. Gemara just talks, at least Pshat Rashi, or the Gemara just talks about lead. Im nireh ba chutim levanim. So if you see, because with this material it's easy to see streaks of white. If you see streaks of white in the liquid that pours out from when you cut open the membrane of the lung, biyadua shenimuko asimponot. So then you can assume where's the white coming from? It's coming from the white bronchi. Utrefa. And so then for sure it's a trefa. Vimlav, but if not, if you can assume that the simponot, the bronchi are intact, and it's only the vimlav basar hareya bilvad hu shenimok. So we assume only the flesh of the lungs is what? Dissolve ukshera, and it's a kshera. Now, we're allowing this if it looks basically clear. But if it looks darkish and smelly, has an odor to it, so then we call it a trefa. And some are even makel, even if it's dark and smells.
So
And anyone who's a bakit, expert, to know how to check, so you can rely on him for hesed meruba. But the Kaf HaChaim quotes b'shem all the achronim that nowadays we don't do any kind of a bedika, and we don't check it, and we don't try and compare. And if also the reya of an oaf also turns to water, that's certainly a trefa. And then he also concludes, seeing such a phenomena is extremely uncommon, so you don't have to worry about it.
By the way, the Taz says it's white. It sounds like the symphones
might
not be a bar, it's white. Bar is red,
but
it's not white. And then against the dark background, you can see the white.
Uh-huh, maybe. So you're saying, all right, maybe. Which is what's white? Maybe. I have to see the Torah inside again.
It's very strange. You're looking for white against white. That doesn't make sense, right?
Chet. Seif Chet. Chaser miguf hareya. Now you have a piece of the reya, the lung is missing. Velo nikva. But it doesn't have a hole. It's just a piece is missing. So therefore, the air is going to flow inside normally, and the body is going to get oxygen. So then it's kshera. Then it's kshera. There's no hole with the air escaping.
Wouldn't that be one of the lobes, which we already covered?
We spoke about an entire lobe missing. We spoke about a partial lobe.
No, so the lobe's not looking like
so here we're talking about
perforated.
So there we're talking about as a whole, here we're talking about you see a chunk missing. I guess let's look at that together afterwards maybe. So here, if you have a piece of the lobe missing, you have the normal lobe, but a piece of it is missing. You look at it, and it has, it's depressed, it's a piece scooped out, it's dying kshera. V'yesh misha oser, there's an opinion that says it's oser, right, that is some of the Rishonim, but we paskin it's mutter. Hagav, v'yam minhag, l'hakshir, yimach yisaron kekaf pshuta, avayim yisaron kekaf Kefufa kaze. So then it depends. All right, so it depends on how the hole or what the piece that's missing looks like. It could be missing just a little piece. It could be missing like a kaf kefufa, which is what we call a kaf sofit, or basically the shape of an L. So then that's the first case. And the Ramaz make a like the Shulchan Aruch in that case. But if it's like a kaf kefufa, which many of the Shulchan Aruchs have a picture, basically it means what we normally call a kaf. It's basically a U. And what's missing is the U, not what's inside. It's the U itself is what's missing, or the L itself is what's missing. And the thickness of the entire U, or the thickness of the L that we're talking about, is if you're able to put your thumb inside. So similar, whatever the shear of an etzba is, maybe it's 2 centimeters, whatever it is. Also, it depends what you hold, but that's that thickness. If it's in that shape of a U, so then you end up with the inside, right, of the U. There's an inside, that's where the lung is. The hole is the U, so the inside of the U, there is something there. So then, as Rabbi David explained, if it's missing on 3 sides, so then that piece of that lung inside is going to flap around a little bit. It's going to be too loose. And that's when we're afraid. That's when we assume, according to the Ramah, it's a trefa. But if it's only in 2 directions, so that most of the walls are there, like an L, so then enough of it is not, it's not going to be wobbly enough, and it can heal or just keep living like that. So then it's also, only if it's a kaf, like a U or a kaf kafufa, that's our normal kafs, so that's a trefa. V'imlav ksheva. V'kol ze kashenira chisar nivachutz la'af char hanafikha. Now all these things are, again, we saw this before, it's after you blow it up, because the animal is living and it's, right, as it breathes and it inhales, so it blows up the lungs. But if it's on the inside and you don't see it, so then the shear is, well, basically if it's on the inside, then the shear is kidei revit. But if you have a chunk of a revit missing, so then that turns it into a psula. Yeter mikan trefa. And the taz is makshir, even if it's more than a revit, but it seems that the poskim shach and other poskim disagree with the taz, and they go with the shach with the ramah that goes by a revit. Okay, that's in the psak of the ramah. The Kaf HaChaim just points out the Ashkenazim are machmer like the Rama and Sfardim yesh v'yesh. Okay, and he says you could be. Everyone says you could be makel like the Shulchan Aruch, even if a piece of it is missing, as long if you believe if it's smooth and you believe that's how it originally grew and didn't happen later on by getting some kind of a maka during its life. Okay, let's go to Tet. See if Tet. Now, you have a piece of the lung that looks hard, basically, and it does not inflate. So you blow into it and it doesn't move. Yeah, one of the lobes, it doesn't inflate. This is Ben David, Lamaisa, we don't blow. When I learned, I blew into an actual lung, but he says nowadays, when you go to any of these slaughterhouses, they have a machine, it's electric, it blows it up. If they all inflate, then it's good. If one of them doesn't inflate, we don't check, and he believes that they would always just say it's a trefa, or suffix trefa. But anyways, let's keep reading. Kol shuhu she'ena ruach nichnas bo ve'ena ole b'neficha. So if it doesn't blow up one of the lobes, so we're afraid it's not getting oxygen. If one of the lobes doesn't inflate, we assume, right, it's not getting any air. So it depends. Mevi'im sakin v'korim. The Rama adds, hakrum levad. Right? I mean, the shach says that it just basically enforces it. You don't cut into the meat, you just cut the outer layer. So, I don't know, Rabban David says, the Shulchan Aruch is saying you actually cut the inside of the lung to look for a blockage and to see if air is going to come out. One is we want to, if you're going to be able to find a blockage and you can find it and you're able to remove the blockage and get the air to go, then we're like, if it's just a mugla, some pus, then we're assuming air normally gets through and that doesn't turn it into a trefa. But the Rama says first check the outer, I don't know if it's only, but that's what it seems to say. You just check the outer membrane and see if air can get through. Anyways, let's just see first. Let's just read. So you cut the outer, either the outer membrane or a piece of the meat. So samuch mamish lamakom ha'atum. You go to where you think, where the mass is seems to be clogged and it's not inflating. Nimsa bolecha muter. If it has some kind of secretion or pus over there, shemachmat aleicha lo nichnas sham haruach. So we're assuming it's just temporary, and it's going to be mutter, because right now there's no air getting in there because of the secretions. But it's not that, in essence, there's no passage of bronchi or any of the natural air pockets inside the lung for it to blow up. V'im lo nimsa bo leicha. But if there's no lecha there that's temporarily closing it up, note, so then we have a bigger worry. Maybe it's permanently clogged and then it's going to permanently not inflate and it's a trefa. So wait, one last chance. Notin alav me'at rok o tevin o notza. You just put on that area where you think there some, right, some saliva, straw, something light, feather, kshera. So you blow on it, and if it moves, so you know air is getting through. So even though it didn't inflate for you originally, the air is going through.
Would you put something on the outside?
You cut the membrane or whatever, and then you put something over there. As long as you're able to get air through the lungs, you're safe.
You don't have to put it over the cut.
Over the cut, yeah.
Oh, and then
so that you want to see if the air from the trachea can push all the way through. And if it can get all the way through, then we're good. And then we're assuming there is some exchange of oxygen within that lobe.
On the other side of the blockage.
Beyond, right? Distal to the trachea. Okay? V'im lav trefa. Agav. V'lo mikri atum el kishamar edom el sha'ar rea el sha'eno ole benificha. So we're talking about when it's atum, but it looks fairly normal. It's just not inflated. V'im ar edom el mugla eno el tinre v'kashe. But if it's just a little bit, if it looks like it's just part of it got hard on the outside, let's say you get some kind of a hard, I don't know the best word for it, a bubble, blister, tubercle, something over there that just made it hard. So then kasha, it's going to be below bedika. You don't even have to check. Af ba'atum, even if it looks like it's not inflating. Gira tchila lite nareya b'mayim poshrim, lite mayim poshrim v'toch hakana. So you can just put it in water or pour water through it and then see if it blows up afterwards. Even if you cut it open, you can still check later on, just to see if air can get through that boat. Okay, Yud. Again, it's not so practical nowadays, but okay, Yud. Rea shakasha ke'etz v'mishusha trefa. If it becomes hard, like a block of wood, right? It's hard, and you can't. You can't press on it. Then it's a trefa. V'hu adin im kala ke'etz trefa. Also, if it became very light, like a hollow piece of wood, or it's got some holes, so then the Shach describes it like you have a rotten piece of wood and part of it's getting eaten through, and so it's much lighter than normal. Okay, I guess if it's too light, I don't know. Yod Aleph, Reya Shenistama Dahayna Shenimtet Shlema. Now, let's say you have a Reya, looks perfect, right? And then you hang it up. You hang it up, and then all of a sudden it just dissolves in front of your eyes, falls apart, and falls to the floor in pieces. That's a shreifa. Okay. Yud bet. Reya shenimset nefucha kamo ikar chariot shel deker osrim ota misafek. Okay. Now, if you find it and it's all blown up,
Swollen.
It's all swollen. There you go. So then, just like as an expression, like the when you have a leaf and it all the palm branches and it all opens up on you, and so here your ayah is all swollen. So then you say it's a trefa in the something. Okay, maybe stop.
Yeah,
stop.